So let's go through Nothing's Too Hard for God as we're guided by the Spirit of the Lord today. Our journey with the Lord will come down to the strength of our faith. And there's nothing too hard for the Lord to do. He's able to do all things. This is not the question. The question is, will God act on our behalf based on the faith we display? Will the Lord step in when we need him and make a way for us? Do we have faith, devotion, courage, belief, and patience to believe and trust in God? Because nothing is too hard for God. Can the Lord look into our hearts and see the kind of faith that is needed? Is what we're asking from God in line with his will? See, nothing is too hard for God. Christ Jesus moves according to the Father's will and his Spirit. And he can do all things. But do we believe? Do we have faith in the Lord? See, once we start multiplying on the earth, instead of us taking upon God's goodness, we chose sin. Therefore, God placed limitations and inabilities upon mankind. God said we can't grow older than 120 years, and he removed his spirit from mankind. And now we have to be called out of darkness. Out of the midst of darkness, we're called to come near to God. He brings us through the fire. He refines us so we can see his glory and greatness. We have limitations and inabilities. So we need God to guide and direct us so we could find our way to him. See, King David went through a lot with the Lord. He came to understand his limitations and inabilities as he walked with God. He accepted that God is greater, so he sat down before the Lord. He said, "Who am I, Lord? What is my family that you have brought us this far? Have we arrived at this place with God? Or do we still think we're great, that our knowledge is great, that we can be and do anything we want?" When we get to this point like David, when we turn to the Lord and acknowledge our inabilities, when we tell the Lord, "There's no one like you. There's no one else but you, for you have called and I must answer. Lord, you have done great things. You made your works known to us." See, David's son Solomon thought he could take all of the Lord's blessing with him and multiply and create something new, do something great within himself. But he realized that mankind can do nothing better than to eat, drink, and find satisfaction in their work. And even this comes from God. King Solomon said, "Without God, who can eat and find enjoyment? It is God who gives wisdom and knowledge. It is God who gives us happiness. The sinner is given to gathering and storing up wealth only to hand it over to someone who pleases God. And without God, our knowledge, abilities, and riches are meaningless." See, those called by God must acknowledge that they can do nothing without the Lord. The Lord sent the prophet Hagar a message. He said, "Why are you living in luxury houses while my house lies in ruin? You have planted much, but harvest little. You eat, but are not satisfied. You drink, but you are always thirsty. You put on clothes, but you still are cold. Your wages disappear as though you are putting them in holes." So when we take our eyes off the Lord, when we turn our ears away from God, when we start arguing with each other, comparing our abilities like many of the disciples did, when there's not enough food to eat, when there not enough money to go around, that's when we start pointing fingers at each other. Christ, knowing their hearts, stated that their hearts was too hard to take it in. The Lord said they had eyes, but they could not see. They had ears, but could not hear. Christ asked them, "Don't you remember anything? Don't you remember when I fed the 4,000? Was it not you? It was me." This is not about us becoming great. This is not about our abilities. This is about God's kingdom. This is about the gospel of Christ Jesus. He is the vine. We are the branches as long as we remain in him. Go with me to John chapter 15, verses 5 through 6. There are some things we can't do. And we need to be connected to the vine so we can receive from the Lord. John chapter 15, verses 5 through 6 says, I am the vine, and you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up and thrown into the fire and burned. We can do nothing without God. See, the Apostle Paul teaches us about coming to know the Lord and our brokenness and our weakness. About us being made stronger in the Lord, becoming stronger through our weakness. All for the edification of God's people. Not for destruction, but for God's glory. See, we were a mess. There was nothing good about us. The person we thought we were was not that great. We allow the desires of this world to destroy the beautiful person that God created. But God, being God, continue to call. There's nothing too hard for God. He knows how to change a broken heart. He knows how to reshape us back into the beautiful thing that he was created us to be. Many times we struggle to comprehend the vastness of God's power. We can only envision God from our human abilities. So when we come to God, we don't believe he can do all things. Much like Sarah, who was old and beyond her years to conceive a child. When she encountered the Lord, she laughed out loud. She struggled, and we struggled with the question, is anything too hard for God? See, Moses experienced the same thing, being new to knowing the Lord. He struggled not knowing just how much God could really do. See, even after the Lord demonstrated his power, our human mind gets in the way of us understanding there's nothing too hard for God. The Lord demonstrated to those who are faithful his unlimited power, wisdom, and knowledge. And God told Moses that Pharaoh would not believe unless God's mighty hand compelled him. So God stretched out his hand and struck the Egyptians with all kind of wonder. It will take faith and belief for us to see God's wonders at work in our lives. The Lord knows it will take time before we get our mind and heart to believe in his power. The Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart so he could multiply his miraculous signs and wonders so his people would believe. All this was done so mankind would come to know and believe that nothing is too hard for God. Our faith must grow. We must remove all doubt from our minds so when we pray to the Lord, he'll be attentive to our prayers. We must acknowledge that it was God who used his great strength and mighty hand to redeem us. Lord, we delight in your name. Nothing is too hard for you. Lord, we acknowledge that you made the earth and the heavens by your great power and your outstretched arms. Nothing is too hard for you, Lord. You show love to a thousand and you punish those who sin. God, you are great and powerful. Lord Almighty, great is your purpose. Mighty are your deeds. Your eyes are open to all of our ways, Lord. You reward us according to our conduct, and you hold off the punishment we deserve. We have to acknowledge that God is both loving and stern. And the Lord uses his mighty hands to bless us when we live our lives right before him. And he uses his mighty hand against us when we carry out evil before him. We should learn from the Israelites. They experienced God's blessing and they experienced God's hand of discipline because of their evil and sinful ways. When we decide to live right before God, he'll work wonders before us. Think of how blessed America is. We have plenty to eat. We can eat until we're full. Our country was founded on trusting in God, and the Lord blessed this country. But the more we turn away from God, the more our country will need help from others, for God's hand is slowly being removed from covering America. Nothing is too hard for God, but he won't keep blessing us if we turn and be unfaithful. Christ Jesus teaches us how hard it is for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. Yet all we want is riches. It's harder for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into God's kingdom. Go with me to Matthew chapter 23, verses 26. God blesses his people so they can share. But we hoard the blessings of God. We got to see this. Nothing is too hard from God. We don't have to do that. We can share because God can replenish. God can restore us. Matthew chapter 19, verses 23 to 26 says, then Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you the truth, it's hard for a rich man to enter into God's kingdom of heaven. Again, I tell you, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. When his disciples heard this, they was greatly astonished and asked, who then can be saved? Jesus looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. So if you and I trust in the Lord, knowing that he will always show favor to those who walk by faith, we must receive from the Holy Spirit without doubt and fear and worrying. We allow the Holy Spirit to overshadow us so we receive the Lord's power and wonders our lives because there's nothing too hard for God. See, Elizabeth gave birth to John the Baptist and Mary gave birth to Christ Jesus our Lord and Savior because there is nothing too hard for God. They did not have to work for it. They believed in God's power, received the wonders of his hand, and many are blessed. Nothing is too hard for God. Nothing is impossible for God to do. Everything is about us having faith in God. You and I got to turn and understand everything is possible. God the Father is faithful. Our Lord Christ Jesus is faithful. When we call on the Lord in faith, he will bless us. He will take our brokenness and sanctify us through and through. If we believe and keep our spirit, soul, and mind, and body blameless till the coming of Christ Jesus. See, you and I got to get understand this. This is how we are. It's how we have to be faithful in God to see the power of God working in our lives. Because there is absolutely nothing that God cannot do. The Lord said he's going to use his awesome power to open up the graves and bring us up. He put his spirit on us and we will live. Then we would know that he is the Lord and there is no one who could do this but God. So God the Father, our Lord Christ Jesus is working to save. By his hand we are saved from those who are only seeking riches in this life. From those who steal from others so their children can have plenty. We seek your riches, Lord. We seek your righteousness. And we will be satisfied when we see your face in eternity. You're God. You're the one who can do anything. You are our Father. Christ Jesus, you are our Lord and Savior. We are the clay, Lord. You are the potter. We are the works of your hand, praise God. We'll meet Isaiah chapter 64, verses 7 through 9. There's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing our Lord cannot do. We need to believe and have faith in his power. Isaiah chapter 64, verses 7 to 9 says, no one calls on your name or strives to lay hold of you, for you have hidden your face from us and made us waste away because of our sin. Yet, O Lord, you are our Father. You are the clay, we are the potter. We are all the work of your hand. Do not be angry beyond measure, O Lord. Do not remember our sins forever. Oh, look upon us, we pray, for you are all of your people. So only the Lord can give us eternal life. Only the Lord can assure we never perish. No one can snatch us out of the Lord's hand. God the Father has given us to Christ, and Jesus allows us to become one with him and the Father. And God does not sleep. He does not slumber. He's always at work. And he said, I'm always there. I never forsake you. I never leave you. See, nothing's too hard for God. The Lord is the only one who can take our brokenness and mend us and put us back together again. He's the only one who can remove all the pain and take away our suffering and heal our sickness and disease. The Lord can take his mighty hand and cover up any cracks that we have in us. The Lord can smooth over all of our troubled areas and make us whole. The Lord is the potter and we are the clay. Lord, have your way. Restore us, Lord, so we can see your face. so we can understand your plans. God can do it. There's nothing too hard for God. He's not like mankind. He does not live in houses. Heaven is his throne and the earth is his footstool. There's nothing the Lord can't do. Do we believe? Do we have faith to see the Lord's mighty hand at work in our lives? We have to have confidence in the Lord so we can approach God's throne believing that if we ask anything according to his will, he will answer us. We have faith that the Lord will give us whatever we ask because we believe and have faith in him. Nothing is too hard for God. Glory to God. It was all done by the power of your hand. Everything created was created by you and for you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Christ Jesus has power and authority. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We were in complete darkness. Even after we came to you, Jesus, some things still needed to be changed in us. No, it was not by our strength and knowledge that we came to accept the Lord Jesus. It was in his strength and through our brokenness in our moment of weakness that we heard the Lord's voice. By his power and his strength, he exerted us to come out. It was not too hard for the Lord to save a messed up person like me. It was not too hard for the Lord to free me from drugs. It was not too hard for the Lord to free me from alcohol. It was not too hard for the Lord to free me from religion. It was not too hard for the Lord to teach me his word in loving ways. Even though I was stubborn, I was rebellious, I wouldn't obey, I was unfaithful, but God kept calling. It wasn't too hard for him to keep exerting his power upon me, to exert his calling into my life. Let me be clear. Could not been done without the Lord. I would not be here. I could not preach. I could not teach if God's hand wasn't on me. It wasn't too hard for God. He kept on pushing. He kept on striking me. He kept on fighting until I gave in, understanding it is God's will that he wants done. What seems impossible for me is nothing for God. What seems to bring death to me brings life in Christ Jesus. In him and through his, the only way you and I can make it through is the only way you and I are able to experience the Lord. Nothing's too hard for you, God. You love us so much. You're willing to take on our infirmities, God. You came down, Lord Jesus. You took upon everything. Wasn't nothing too hard. You were willing to do the Father's will, Lord, and now you stand. And power and strength moving in our lives, but we must obey. We must come to you, Jesus. We must surrender ourselves. We must humble ourselves so we can see the power of God working in our lives because there is nothing too hard for you to do. Only you, God. Only you, Lord Jesus, can do this for us. No matter how messed up we are, there's nothing too hard for you, Lord Jesus. People out there strung out on drugs and alcohol, Lord, some people committed murder and they stole, God, but there's nothing too hard for you to save them, Lord Jesus. So many of us are so wound up about chasing riches and want to be so famous, Lord, but you can snatch us out of this world, God. You can bring us into understanding that this is about you. This is about the Father. This is not about what we get. Help us, God. Nothing's too hard for you, God. You can change us, Lord Jesus. You can snatch us out of this messed up understanding we have about who you are and what you are. And how we have to live before you, God. Nothing's too hard for you. Use your power. Use your authority, God, to help us, to save us from this place. Save us from myself. Change our minds and change our hearts, Lord Jesus. You hold the power of God in your hand. Nothing's too hard for you, Lord Jesus. Help us, save us, God. We need to be free, Lord, we need to be free in you, Lord Jesus. Help us exert your power and authority over our lives. Change our minds. Change our hearts. And change our understanding. And change our will to do your will, to do the Father's will. Nothing's too hard for you, Lord Jesus. Nothing's too hard for you, God. Thank you. Thank you for all that you do for us. Thank you for your mercy and your grace, Lord Jesus. You're such a loving God. You care so much for us, God. I'm like, oh, Lord, why do you care so much for me and my family? Why do you care for those who seek you but yet are unfaithful to you, God? Thank you, God. There's nothing in this world too hard for you. And I thank you for all that you do. God bless us and guide us and keep us into your will. Amen.